Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, wild little Thursday for us. Good morning. On 105.1 The Fan, Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI. I know a lot of you already know that, but for those just getting in the car, that's what's happened. Let's go live. The FBI press conference on Chauncey Billups' arrest.
Here today, in addition, we have with us today FBI Director Kash Patel, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Christopher Rea of the New York Field Office, Special Agent in Charge of the New York Field Office Leslie Bakshees, New York Special Agent in Charge of Homeland Security Ricky Patel, Newark Special Agent in Charge of Homeland Security Michael McCarty, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny, and the Executive Director of the Waterfront Commission, Phoebe Sorrell. I'm now going to turn the podium over to FBI Director Kash Patel.
Good morning. Today we are here in New York to announce a historic arrest across a wide-sweeping criminal enterprise that envelops both the NBA and La Casa Nostra. The men and women up here standing with me represent a small portion of the leadership team that brought profound justice in an era that needed it more than any. I'll just highlight some of the details in the case and the FBI work, and then you'll hear from the others. But as you now know, individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families. And you'll hear more about those details today. The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling. This FBI will leave no room for any perpetrator of crime across this country. You hear a lot about our work of defending the homeland and crushing violent crime. Well, this work is also representative of a colossal portion of the FBI's mandate to keep America safe and to keep our entertainment industry fair and secure. The men and women that are standing up here today worked tireless hours, days, months, and years. And the fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation. And we could not have done it without our interagency partners that are before us today. The NYPD, HSI, and teams of law enforcement officials from around the country made this day possible. It takes a team to bring this kind of justice, sweeping justice, into the halls of the United States courtrooms, where our brave United States attorney has led this prosecution. It takes courageous prosecutors to stand before you and say, we will not allow this kind of illicit activity to happen, not only at the national sporting level, but also where it hides in La Casa Nostra. And when these two collided together, they perpetrated a fraud that is historic in terms of not just money, but the scheme and the deceit that they utilize to steal and swindle people from money, to include crypto fraud. This is an operation that showcases to you that under President Trump's administration, there is no room for any type of criminal behavior, be it on the world's largest stage or in the back rooms of tiny parlors where guard games are being played. We are proud to stand here today with the men and women of the FBI and this legal team. And to the United States Attorney, I just want to thank you personally for taking the time to display the work that the media is about to hear about today in detail. As I said, it does take courageous prosecutors, but it takes a courageous United States Attorney to bring this case, because we are going to take heat for it. But we don't shy away in this administration. We don't say no. What we do is we bring the results across the finish line. We bring them to the public. We bring you accountability. And yes, they will have their day in court, and you will hear the evidence through the court system exclusively. We will not deny anyone of due process. And that's the brilliance of this system. That's the brilliance of this administration. Everyone will be held to account. So with that, I turn it over to United States Attorney Nocell. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Patel. To be clear, we're announcing today indictments in two major cases, both involving fraud. One involves sports betting, and the other involves illegal gambling, very specifically rigged poker games. The first indictment involves six defendants who are alleged to have participated in one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States. This scheme is an insider sports betting conspiracy that exploited confidential information about National Basketball Association athletes and teams. The second indictment involves 31 defendants alleged to have participated in a nationwide scheme to rig illegal poker games. These defendants, which include former professional athletes, used high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from victims in underground poker games that were secretly fixed. The games in the New York area were backed by the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese crime families of La Casa Nostra. While the cases are separate, there are three overlapping defendants charged in both cases: Damon Jones, Eric Ernest, and Shane Hennin. The indictments in these cases contain only allegations, and the defendants are presumed innocent until they are proven guilty in a court of law. But my message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this: your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that. First, I would like to talk about United States versus Ernest, the NBA basketball gambling case. The defendants in this case are Eric Ernest, Marvez Farley, Shane Hennin, De Niro Laster, Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach, and Terry Rozier, a current NBA player. Other co-conspirators were previously charged for their roles in the scheme, including former NBA player Jontay Porter. Between December 2022 and March 2024, these defendants perpetrated a scheme to defraud by betting on inside, non-public information about NBA athletes and teams. The non-public information included when specific players would be sitting out future games, or when they would pull themselves out early for purported injuries or illnesses. They relied on corrupt individuals, including Jones and Rozier. They also misused information obtained through longstanding friendships that they had with NBA players and coaches. And in at least one instance, They got their information by threatening a current player, Porter, because of his pre-existing gambling debts. Defendants used this non-public information to place hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent bets, mostly in the form of prop bets on individual player performance. The bets were placed through online sports books and also in person at casinos. The defendants relied on a network of straw bettors to place the maximum amount of bets to increase their potential profits. Most of these bets succeeded, and the intended losses were in the millions of dollars. The defendants then laundered their illegal winnings in various ways: peer-to-peer platforms, bank wires, and simple cash exchanges. The indictment details specific examples where the defendants profited from illegal gambling and illegal betting on various NBA games, about the performance of players on, among other things, the Charlotte Hornets, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Lakers, and the Toronto Rangers. Each defendant in the NBA basketball gambling case has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Now, I would like to turn to the other case, United States versus Aiello, the rigged poker game case.
This is the FBI press conference
beginning
involving
as early
Chauncey
as
Billups.
2019, the defendants in this case orchestrated a scheme to use wireless cheating technology to run rigged poker games across the United States, including in the Hamptons, Las Vegas, Miami, and Manhattan. The scheme targeted victims known as, quote, fish, who were often lured to participate in these rigged games by the chance to play alongside former professional athletes who were known as, quote, face cards. The so-called face cards included the defendant Chauncey Billups, who at the time of the scheme was a former NBA player and is currently the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and also Damon Jones, a former NBA player and coach. What the victims, the fish, didn't know is that everybody else at the poker game, from the dealer to the players, including the face cards, were in on the scam. Once the game was underway, the defendants fleeced the victims out of tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars per game. The defendants used a variety of very sophisticated cheating technologies, some of which were provided by other defendants in exchange for a share of the profits from the scheme. For example, they used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered in order to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best poker hand, and relay that information to an off-site operator. The offsite operator sent the information via cell phone back to a co-conspirator at the table, and that person at the table was known as the quarterback. The quarterback then signaled secretly the information he had received from others to others at the table, and together they used that information in order to win their games. And
more boxes, more options.
Granger has that's a YouTube ad because we don't play for YouTube Premium.
Defendants used other cheating technologies such as poker chip tray analyzers, which is a poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table. What you see depicted on a screen right now is an example of the X-ray table that reveals the cards. Although they are face down on the table, they can be read because of the X-ray technology. The Mafia, specifically members and associates of the Bonanno, Gambino, and Genovese organized crime families, had pre-existing control over non-rigged illegal poker games around New York City. As a result, they also became involved in the rigged poker games, helping to organize the games and taking a cut of the proceedings, and working to enforce the collection of debts. The defendants laundered their proceeds, including through cash exchanges, the use of multiple shell companies, and through cryptocurrency transfers. As part of the scheme, some of the defendants and their co-conspirators also committed acts of violence, including the gunpoint robbery of a person in order to obtain a rigged shuffling machine, and extortions that were perpetrated against victims in order to ensure that they repaid their gambling debts. Defendants who participated in the rigged poker scheme are charged with wire fraud conspiracy. Other defendants have been charged with crimes including illegal gambling, money laundering, Hobbs Act robbery, and extortions. This case demonstrates our office's unrelenting commitment to fighting the scourge of organized crime in whatever form it takes. I'd like to conclude my remarks by thanking the incredible hard work of our law enforcement partners, including the FBI, Homeland Security, the NYPD, and the Waterfront Commission. I also want to thank the dedicated prosecutors who built these two cases and who are standing to my right: Benjamin Weintraub, David Bourbon, Caitlin Farrell, Michael Gibaldi, Irisa Chen, and Sean Sherman.
All right, there we go. That's not the whole press conference, but that's the big chunk, at least that second part after Patel, that involves specifically Chauncey Billups. There's a lot to react to and talk about, and we'll get to the other side of this thing because it just coincidentally lined up. We're back with more conversation. Chauncey Billups arrested by the FBI early this morning, and as you heard there, the reason why. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.